During challenging times, how are you connecting, reconnecting, and maintaining connection with yourself and with others? Let's take a moment. Make sure you're sitting comfortably, straightening your back. Lift your shoulders up and roll them backwards, just allowing your chest and abdomen to open. And while feeling yourself supported by the back of the chair, become consciously aware of your breath. Breathing in slowly and breathing out for the same count as your in-breath. Becoming aware of your breath. Slowing down and stretching your breath. Breathing deeply and evenly. Breathing down into your diaphragm or even down into your belly. Breathing in calmness and letting go of any anxieties and any stresses. And noticing how you're becoming more aware of your body as you move out of your head. Continuing your breathing deeply and evenly. Your awareness coming from outside to inside. And when you're ready, bring your awareness to that area around your heart. And as you breathe in, connecting with your heart. Fully connecting with what's truly important to you. You may even want to put your hand on your heart to help you as you deepen your connection. Connecting with your values. All that's truly important to you. Connecting with your feelings about feeling connected. And breathing in love. Love for yourself and love for others. Breathing in kindness for yourself and others. Breathing in well-being for yourself and others. Breathing in caring for yourself and others. And breathe in calmness. Breathe in healing. Breathe in peace. And breathe in compassion for yourself and compassion for others. And as you're breathing, you're deeply and truly connecting with your heart, connecting with love, connecting with kindness, connecting with well-being, connecting with caring, connecting with calmness, connecting with healing, connecting with peace. And truly connecting with compassion. And when you're ready, breathe your focus up into your head. connecting with your creativity, connecting with options and opportunities, and allow your head to explore all of the creative ways for you to keep connecting with yourself and all of the many options for you to keep connecting with others, your family and beyond, your friends, your neighbours, your community, colleagues that you've spent time with, people that you have met, and more people that you have yet to connect with, whether in person or online. Allow yourself to explore the endless possibilities that will allow you to connect even more with yourself and even more with others. And noticing new ideas of connecting with those you already know and those you have yet to know. And really connecting with new connections. And reconnecting with those that bring you joy, fun, and those that lift your spirit. Those connections that make you feel good, bringing positivity into your life. And allow yourself to connect with your higher self, your spirituality, or your religious practices that you may have. And noticing the communities you may be part of, groups that you belong to, and future possibilities of connecting with circles and building connections and meaningful relationships, expanding your network of connections that help you, that bring community spirit, bringing collaborating opportunities that expand your world and theirs. Continue to breathe deeply and evenly. And when you're ready, bring your focus back to your heart and reconnecting with what's deeply true for you. And on an out breath, come down to your belly. Bring your focus deep down. Maybe you want to swallow, and imagine you can follow that swallow all the way down. You may want to put your hand on your belly, connecting with who you deeply are, connecting with your core, your identity, and connect with that deep sense of safety. And breathe. Deeply trusting yourself to keep connected to who you deeply are. Being truly authentic of being you beautifully as you move forwards. Maintaining your connecting and connections. And notice your courage to connect, the courage to do what you can. Doing small things to connect, reaching out to others, offering to connect with them. Finding new ways of doing, new ways of being. Being courageous and more you. Stepping up in different ways. And taking actions to connect and help you. And making steps knowing who you deeply are and connecting beautifully and embracing you, bringing your uniqueness into being. Only you can be you. Compassioning, creating, and encouraging yourself. And this journey of life, your journey of connecting with compassion, sharing love and kindness into the world, this journey of ups and downs, we keep breathing. Connecting and reconnecting as we need to. Taking a breath to access our strength and courage during challenging times. Taking a breath to acknowledge and connect with our feelings and values. Taking a breath and noticing the feelings and values of others around us. Respecting differences between us and compassionately doing what we can within our circle of influence to truly make a difference, to bring calmness, offering support, reaching out to others, acts of kindness wherever we can, pushing through any fears with courage, learning and growing and encouraging others. Seeking positivity, doing the best that we can, being our best selves, and deeply trusting there will be lightness ahead. And through these times of disruption, there are new possibilities emerging. New connections are made, and our old ways of doing will evolve into new ways of being. With so much compassion being shown in the world today, discovering new ways of kindness and caring, our ways of living has been both restricted and enlarged. By spending time at home and finding new ways of connecting, both near and far. The future is now emerging. New paths are creating. Our hearts giving love and compassion for those who have and are suffering and those that we have lost. Compassionately offering our deep gratitude for those who are courageously serving and helping, caring and supporting ahead of their own families. We are truly and deeply thanking them. A significant time that has impacted countries and communities around the globe. This will forever be a marker of before and after. There is learning taking place and lessons being learned. Exploring data and facts as we begin creating our new normal and an emerging way of being. We are transitioning and transforming into new ways of appreciating what we have and doing what we strive for. Becoming more connected to ourselves and others, bringing new ways of loving and connecting into our futures. And we continue taking moments to take a focused breath, reconnecting us with who we were and who we are now becoming, exploring our newer ways of being. This moment in time is a catalyst of us changing. From these times of cocooning, we will emerge, transitioning and transforming into something more beautiful, bringing about changes in how we connect, bringing more compassion, bringing more creativity, and bringing more courage into our new world. And truly knowing that connecting, collaborating, and community is our way forward. Now, as you're bringing your awareness back to your breath, becoming more conscious, more connected, and more alert, when you're ready, come back into the room now.